You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
We've got Linda in Connecticut on the line who's got mice in the insulation, which is never a good thing. How can we help you?
For about 2 years, I've been battling a mouse situation in my basement.
Okay.
So I'm in the woods, and it just goes that way.
Okay.
So over the weekend, I took every bit of the pink fiberglass insulation off my ceiling in the basement, bit of it, 20 bags.
Wow.
So, yes, every bit of insulation had droppings and nests.
Oh, okay.
We bagged it up, took it to the transfer station, came back, vacuumed, and I washed my floor twice with bleach.
Okay.
Now, my neighbor said, don't put up any more of this type of insulation. He recommended some spray foam.
Right.
Now, I had him go in the crawl space and the perimeter of the basement with a flashlight, and we sprayed the can foam in all the holes.
Right.
But he said there's something more that contractors use that cover the whole ceiling.
Yeah, that's right. It's called spray foam insulation, and I did it to my house. I used Icynene, I-C-Y-N-E-N-E, and it's fantastic. And it does solve this mouse problem as well, in addition to being a great insulator. And it seals out the drafts that can come through that fiberglass insulation. And you are the second person this week that has talked to me about using it for this exact same problem. So I think it is a good solution.
From Connecticut?
Not from Connecticut, no, but close.
Okay.
Close, New York,
okay.
Just kind of across the border, had the same situation. A friend of mine had a ski home there, and she had terrible mice in her crawl space. And so they took out the fiberglass insulation, and they sprayed it with Icynene, and they've not had a mouse since. So I think that that's a good option. And, of course, since you do have so many rodents, you might want to have a professional come in there and do some rodent control work as well with the proper types of bait and traps in there so that you can kind of cut back on that population.
What I did, I put copper mesh all around the orifices on the outside of my house. I put down 35 glue traps, and I sprayed every single daylight hole coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that's what I would have done, and boric acid all around the house.
Did you put any bait stations in?
No.
Probably the one thing you ought to be doing, put in bait stations. They're inexpensive, and they do a pretty good job. Yep. So I think you got it done. I think you got the right idea here, Linda. I mean, between those two approaches, I think you'll get rid of them. And what I would do is if I was going to have the spray foam company come in, is I would also consider whether or not I want to do this to my attic or other spaces in the house, because the part of the cost is just the mobilization, because they have to come out with the truck and mix the material up before they spray it. So I might look at the other spaces. In my house, I did all of my crawl spaces, and I did my attic, and I did the underside of the roof sheathing, like where the roof rafters are, even though it was an unfinished attic. By doing that, because it's spray foam, you don't have to worry about ventilation anymore. It's not necessary with spray foam. And so we were able to completely re-insulate the entire house. And I got to tell you, if I had the opportunity to take my walls apart, I would have put it there too. That's the only place that fiberglass is left in my house, is in the walls.
I have one question. I'm concerned about the little fine wires that are all in the beams through the holes.
Not an issue.
The electrical is fine.
It's fine. Totally fine. Yep. Not an issue.
Well, I'm so glad that you've told me all of this. I'm even going to take the stuffing out of the crawl spaces then.
Oh, I think that's really smart to do, because, again, they will nest in there, and you're going to find that your home will be much more comfortable after you do spray foam. Take a look at Icynene, Icynene.com. You can read all about how it works there. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.